Tighter budgets are a reality at every agency, and that's not changing anytime soon. Steve Kelman says he's watching firsthand how the reality of budget cuts are starting to resonate with federal managers. He's a professor of public management at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, former administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, writing about this in his lectern blog at Federal News Radio, FCW.com, and linked up on the in-depth page at FederalNewsRadio.com.
Maybe it'll be with you soon, Francis. Who knows?
Yeah, if I'm not careful, we might both be looking for work. Listen, this is fascinating to me, Steve, because you're writing about the way that the mindset of leadership at the agencies is changing rapidly. Talk about what you're seeing and how you're seeing it.
So I teach in a really cool executive education program we have basically for 15s and military counterparts. We have a program three times a year. It's about 60 folks each time. And one of the things they do before they come is do a one-pager where they talk about a management or leadership problem they are currently facing at their office, and that's sort of discussed as part of the class. I always read those, although I don't teach that discussion. I always read those before the class starts, just to get a feel for what's on folks' minds. In the past, I guess I would say, and the last time this program was in May, so very recently. But in past few years, it's been sort of all over the map, but probably a predominance for various kinds of HR issues, problem employee, people don't get along, whatever. I was reading them a few weeks ago for the new class. It's actually just finishing tomorrow. Tomorrow's their last day. And I was really struck. All of a sudden, complete change from even as recently as May, which is about a fifth of the, a little less than a fifth, but a significant proportion of the cases talked about budget crunch, budget problem, we got a real problem here. And that was up from, I think, basically zero any time in the past. So in this few months, it's gone up from being in the background noise for years to being the biggest thing people are talking about.
What do you think is driving that? Is it just the volume of the conversation here in Washington, or is it what people are seeing day to day at their agencies, or where's it coming from?
Well, I think they're probably not seeing it yet. I think it's a growing realization that the reality is probably not for FY12, but for FY13 that agencies are going to be, it's going to be really tight. And one of the things that one of the participants wrote really made an impression on me, and I won't name the person's agency, but if I did name it, I think every listener would agree that it's an agency with a really important mission. And this person wrote that in the budget environment we're looking towards, in the past, we had to prioritize and give more attention to the important stuff, and we sort of let the less important stuff go by. In the new budget environment, he wrote, everything we're not going to be able to give attention. We're not going to be able to give attention to the important stuff either. And this was not being written for, this is a private piece of information. This wasn't a plea for more money to OMB or to the Hill or whatever. This was not for public consumption. He was clearly worried about the impact of this on mission accomplishment.
Let me ask you something, Steve, that I've asked folks in the last couple of weeks in particular, and this is not something that you address directly in your blog post, but it's kind of an underlying thought following up on what you're talking about. What's it going to take, do you think, for the agencies to drive that conversation to the Hill and talk to Congress directly about it, to say, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Chairman, Chairwoman, if you're going to give us 10% less money and we're going to have 10% fewer employees, cool. We'll do it. We'll do whatever you equip us to do. Just tell us which 10% of the mission we don't have to do anymore. I think that would do something to help with the anxiety that you're talking about, that these people are writing about in these pieces. And I think it would also show to the rank and file at the agencies that the leadership at the agency and the administration understand what they're dealing with and are trying to essentially stick up for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I guess two quick reactions, Francis. One is that I think folks in the agencies need to realize that, what probably most of us do realize, which is we do have an economic and fiscal problem. I mean, certainly in the medium term. I think a lot of economists would say in the short term, while we're still in this real economic doldrums, we actually shouldn't be cutting back spending. But that in the medium term, we do need to cut back, and that just, you know, the country can't afford it. So I think folks in the agencies, in my view, need to have that dose of reality. And the first thing, I think, to go credibly to the Hill, I think people need to show, and as a collective, nobody can do it, no part of the agency can do it by itself, what we have been able to do in our agencies to be more efficient, to do more with the resources we have, you know, to lower costs and so on. I don't think we can go credibly to the Hill without that. That's number one. Number two, I think that agencies need to put their best case forward for what the most important and the most justifiable parts of their spending are. I think, though, the Hill has a responsibility. I mean, this is what we pay them for, to make some value judgments about. I mean, there's this tendency to sort of cut everything across the board. And, you know, there clearly are things that agencies are doing that are more important than other things agencies are doing, agencies that as a whole may be doing more important things. It's not fair to ask the agencies to sort of to make all those judgments themselves. I think that the elected officials, if we are going to be in a tight environment, need to be willing to do some prioritization and not just have a sort of a meat cutter that hits everything equally.
I'm totally with you on that, Steve, and that's why I think it would behoove the agencies and the administration to go to the Hill and say, tell us, Mr. Chairman,
exactly. Tell
us what 10% you don't want us to do. Don't
Absolutely. Cut
us across the top. This isn't haircut time. Tell us specifically, out of these 30 things that we do right now, is there one or two of these that will make up 10% of our workforce or 10% of our budget or whatever the mark is that will get us to where you need us to be? We'll execute those and we'll do what we can on whatever's left to produce for the taxpayer. But to just say more with less isn't going to get anybody any results that they want.
I think we're on the same page. I mean, I agree that if an agency is doing 30 things and you have to cut them back 15%, I would rather sort of have the elected officials say, okay, here are the 15% of your programs that just aren't delivering enough or that aren't high priority enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than cutting back all 30 programs 15%,
yep.
I think the elected officials, it's going to be painful, obviously, for some people in the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be painful. This is going to be a painful process. But I think it makes more sense from the agency's perspective, from the taxpayer's perspective, from everybody's perspective, to sort of say, rather than cutting back the whole agency 15%, let's take 15% of the programs and basically more or less zero them out.
Yeah, and here's, out of that list of 30, here's the 22 things that we still want you to do.
Exactly.
We are on the same page there, Steve.
Yeah, give those folks some hope that they have a job and they're going to be able to continue.
All right, got to leave it there, but I appreciate you coming on to talk about this afternoon. Always insightful to have you on, Steve.